Close your eyes and watch your breath. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel it in the body. Focus your attention there. It can be at the abdomen, the chest, the shoulders, the neck. Wherever it's easiest to see that the breath is coming in, the breath is going out, focus your attention right there. Then ask yourself what kind of breathing is comfortable. Try long or short, fast or slow, heavy or light. See what's just right for right now. Trying to create a good place for the mind to stay. Because the mind needs a place to stay. If it wanders around with its thoughts, it's like a person who's homeless. Exposed to the sun, exposed to the heat, exposed to the rain, exposed to the cold. It's hard to find happiness that way. But if you have a good home to stay in, then you can open and close the doors, open and close the windows as you have to. Keep things relatively comfortable inside. Of course, the body has its limitations, but with the breath you can at least create a sense of well-being at some part of the body with the breath. Let your mind stay there. Because it's the nature of the body that's going to age, grow ill, and die. And the problem is the mind gets tied up with the body and it suffers when the body ages, grows ill, and dies, thinking that it's aging, growing ill, and dying at the same time, but it's not. The mind doesn't have to be ill. As the Buddha said, the body may be sick, but the mind doesn't have to be sick. Because the body ages, but the mind doesn't age. The body grows ill, but the mind doesn't grow ill. The body dies, but the mind doesn't die. So you want to look after the quality of the mind. Make it independent of the body. So even though there may be pains here and there, the mind doesn't have to feel suffering from the pain. You're able to separate yourself out. We start by getting the mind into concentration like this. Then it can see itself a lot more clearly and understand what's going on inside. Because this is the skill that the Buddha taught. We live in this world where all things are changing. There's only one thing that doesn't change, that's nibbana. And we can find that inside. But it takes a little bit of digging, a lot of persistence. But it's well worth the effort. Because when the body goes, you know, the mind, they'll go flailing around. Even before it goes, when it's ill, you don't want the mind to be flailing around, you want the mind to be calm, still, collected, clear. Even as it ages, you can still be clear. So try to develop this ability to separate the mind out from the symptoms of the body. So it can be independent, have an independent goodness inside. Then you have a real refuge. We're talking about taking refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And this is what it means. You take their qualities. And the qualities of the Buddha. He was wise. He was compassionate. He was pure. We try to develop those qualities within ourselves. He was a person of mindfulness and wisdom. We try to develop mindfulness and wisdom inside ourselves. That way we have a refuge inside where it's right there, easy to contact at any time. That way, no matter what the world throws at you, no matter what your own body throws at you, you don't have to suffer. You're protected by the good qualities you've developed. To try to develop the sense of independent goodness inside. Because as the world goes up and down, you don't have to go up and down with it. That way the mind can be at peace and it can be sheltered. It's got its home inside. Regardless of what happens in the world, regardless of what happens in the body, the mind can still find well-being inside. That's the skill the Buddha taught, and it's a skill we can all master.